Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, Edward Wrangler, and Trail Boss of Old West DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program one for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of December 28th, 2019, through January the 3rd, 2020, in the great American Old West? December 28th, 1984, David Samuel Sam Peckinpah, a.k.a. Bloody Sam, age 59, died in Englewood, California. Controversial film director and writer, sometimes described as a revisionist, made a number of major westerns. The Deadly Companions, 1961, Ride the High Country, 1962, Major Dundee, 1965, The Wild Bunch, 1969, The Ballad of Cable Hogue, 1970, Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid, 1973. His TV credits include Gunsmoke, 1955-58, Broken Arrow, 1956-58, Have Gun, Will Travel, 1958, The Rifleman, 1958-1963, and The Westerner in 1960. Quite a list. December 29th, 1881. U.S. Marshal Crowley P. Dake appoints Wyatt Earp as Deputy U.S. Marshal for the Arizona Territory to replace Brother Virgil Earp, who was shotgunned from ambush the day before. This opens the door for Wyatt's federal posse. December 30th, 1890. In the aftermath of the Wounded Knee Massacre, a further confrontation called the Drexel Mission Fight at White Clay Creek, South Dakota, results in one soldier wounded and six, including Lieutenant J.D. Mon, killed by Brule Sioux Indians. Young Brule warrior Plenty Horses was in this fight. Plenty Horses is a handsome young Indian pictured with the cannon in the Old West Daily Reader header. December 31st, 2010. Facing opposition from descendants of Governor Lew Wallace, Lincoln County Sheriff Pat Garrett, and others, New Mexico Governor William B. Bill Richardson cites, quote, lack of conclusiveness and the historical ambiguity, unquote, and refuses to pardon Billy the Kid. January 1st, 1865. Near today's St. Francis, Kansas, along Cherry Creek, a meeting took place. Cheyenne Dog soldiers, likely Roman Nose, Northern Arapaho, and two bands of Lakota Sioux, Brule under Spotted Tail and Oglala under Pawnee Killer. The Indians numbered about 1,000 warriors. The mission was to move a large group of combined tribes to the Powder River country in Wyoming Territory, and along the way, extract revenge for the massacre at Sand Creek. And the next target would be Julesburg, Colorado, on the South Platte River. January 1st, 1889, Northern Paiute medicine man Wovoka, a.k.a. Jack Wilson, had a prophetic vision during an eclipse of the sun. He combined principles of both Christianity and shamanism into the concept of the ghost dance, new and revised. When the people performed the dance, life as before the white man would be restored, complete with the return of their ancestors and the buffalo. Then peace would come with the whites. As the ghost dance spread to numerous other Native American tribes, it caused great fear and consternation among the army and government authorities. Variations began to appear, perhaps to include local issues and beliefs. Lakota shamans added bulletproof ghost dance shirts made of deer skin or ordinary cloth. Warriors at the Wounded Knee Massacre in 1890 soon discovered they were not quite as built. January 2nd, 1974, Tex Ritter Woodward Maurice Ritter, age 68, died in Nashville, Tennessee. Country music star, played in a dozen B westerns and 40 singing cowboy movies in the 1930s and early 1940s. Trouble in Texas, 1937, Rainbow Over the Range, 1940, among others. The Texas Rangers series, 1942-45, 22 films, with sidekick Guy Wilkerson as Panhandle Perkins. January 3rd, 1877. A deputy U.S. Marshal in Cheyenne, Wyoming, heard a drunken, broken-nosed Jack McCall bragging about how he had lied to a jury in Deadwood, South Dakota, and got away with murder. He was arrested, sent to Yankton, South Dakota, for another try at it, and this time the verdict for the murder of Wild Bill Hickok in Saloon Number 10 at Deadwood read, quote, "Hang by the neck until you are dead," unquote. January 3, 1931, Lincoln County War. Susan Ellen Hummer McSween Baker, widow of Alexander McSween, age 89, died in White Oaks, New Mexico, following unsuccessful attempts to secure justice for the murder of her husband after the Lincoln County War. She inherited his property as well as that of John Tunstall and Dick Brewer. She entered what was to be a short marriage with a man named George Barber in 1880, then purchased and ran a very successful ranch near Three Rivers, New Mexico, becoming a noted cattle queen. Selling the ranch to Albert Fall in 1902, she moved to White Oaks, where she spent the rest of her life. This is Program 1 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old-time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look at OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.